Welcome to our January 9th, 2024 weekly devotional. Our heading says, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him." Matthew tells us, "For whosoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake shall find it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each one according to his works." To be honest, I think the above scriptures can be hard to fully comprehend. That is, unless you are willing to agree that Yahweh is always right, of course, always the right choice, and trust him at face value and believe that we will learn along the way what the deep meaning of these things mean. Consider it a choice of faith, because the meaning of love the world concept or save his life will lose it likely means different things to different people, especially to the new convert in the faith. I think we grow in understanding as our fellowship with Yeshua builds and our walk with him, especially if we allow the Holy Spirit access to our inner man. And some religious thinkers, for example, many Catholics who truly love Yeshua, are taught it's best to believe that what their priest says than to be confused by reading their Bible. I have been told that very thing by Catholic people. How will that play out in the end? Perhaps these verses in 1 John will help. "This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, if the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us." What do you think that means, "and his word is not in us"? What is the consequence of that? Was his word once alive in us? Or did we just know about it and not practice it? The truth, that is, as noted above, the truth and the word are one and the same, as recorded in John 17:17. Now, we will need to be honest about learning what is sin and what is not. Will we address this task firsthand with an open mind and willing heart? The real question is, if we know what we think to be sin as the Bible defines it, what will we do about it? Of course, the only choice is to acknowledge our sin, confess it to Yeshua, and choose to separate it from our lives. What if this choice involves others that may not like our choice? What if the cost is a serious relationship split, or financial or career loss? Who shall we offend, Yahweh, or the person not in step with our decision to faithfully walk as Yeshua walks? Think, gain the whole world and lose one soul. There are a number of relationship examples in the Bible that use the marriage of a man and a woman as a parallel theme to the marriage of a man or a woman to Yeshua, our bridegroom. Clearly, the redeemed are referred to as the bride of Yeshua, those born again, betrothed, that is, to Yeshua until he returns for us. Now, after a fellow's engagement, awaiting his wedding, should the betrothed bride go off to party with some other man? Well, you'll find several harsh opinions of that narrative from Yahweh himself. Seems that was one of the main repeated offenses of the Israelites, as recorded in their rap sheet that finally got them imprisoned in Babylon. Maybe I should ask, what is sin? Is it something we need to take seriously before Yeshua returns for his bride? The scriptures tell us, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." And in closing, our text says, Now by this we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk as he walked. Shalom. Be blessed.